14 consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Ms. Smith, can you please move the appointments?
Appointment of Michelle Hardy as the deputy municipal clerk. Virginia Spiavi is the deputy registrar. Michelle Hardy is the alternate deputy registrar of vital statistics. Aaron Allman and Michelle Lombardi to the Bikeways and Pedestrian Advisory Commission. Reverend Linwood D. Rouse to the Board of Ethics. Joseph A. Lombardi Esquire as the Municipal Conflict Emergency Judge. Carmen Braxton, Barbara Bridgers, Barbara Pollitz, and Ruth Southland to the Cultural Arts Advisory Commission. John Tierney as the Director of Recreation. Franklin Leroy Gibson, Crystal Anderson, Steve Sladke, and Shalana Williams to the Health Advisory Commission. Chanel McCollum, Edward Jackson to the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee. Chanel McCollum to the Middlesex County Housing and Community Development Committee. Ann Gordon as the Mayor's Representative to the Library Board of Trustees. Cole Carlton and Stephen D. Kahn to the Open Space Advisory Committee. Gabrielle Cahill to the Planning Board. Patricia Lynn Karp as a Certified Animal Control Officer and Animal Cruelty Investigator. Paul Snyder as Emergency Management Coordinator. Mark Hardenberg and Edward Jackson to the Property Maintenance Board of Appeals. Helen Perillo, Laverne Parchman, Marie Kleeman, and Michelle Lombardi to the Public Relations Advisory Commission. Ellen Bespa and Jim Bullard to the Recreation Advisory Commission. Walter Honer, Mon Louie, Herman Jackson, Chor Lee, Dolores Blair, Lois Bornson, Antonio Abano, Barbara Rieger, and Jim Bullard to the Senior Citizen Advisory Commission. Joyce Coles, Edward Jackson, Tom Kalakis, and Chanel McCollum to the Senior Citizen Housing Board of Trustees. Thomas Moser and Judy Sundelhoff to the Traffic Advisory Commission. Shaw Knockett, Abrina Pearson, Reverend Linwood Rouse, Gudapati Strikar, Reverend Marlon Wilson, and Mercedes Walker to the Turn on Youth Coalition. Roya Reggio, Gene Clarkin, Kalpesh Patel, and Stephen Weissman to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. James F. Clarkin III, Esquire, Supervising Prosecutor. Thomas Lanza, John Kaczynski, and Francis Womack as Township Prosecutors. Timothy Gacy as Public Agency Compliance Officer. James Harding and James Harlick as Public Defenders. Vanessa Colon as Municipal Court Administrator. Angela Dos Santos as Deputy Municipal Court Administrator. Dennis Duvall, Christopher Yotis, Robert Gore, William Griffith, Rex Hush, Thomas Leon, Christopher Murray, Paul Ost, Thomas Pusvolsky, Brad Stover, Scott Ulrich, and Joseph Quigley as special police officers. Deborah Atbar and Donna Iacchini as police matrons. Karen Light as treasurer. Acceptance of qualifications and rates and appointments and awards of contracts for the township professionals for 2018. Appointment of Guy Gaspari as recycling coordinator and authorizing him to apply for the 2017 recycling tonnage grant. Appointment of Guy Gaspari as clean communities coordinator and authorization to apply for the clean communities grant. Melissa Cedar designated a certifying official for municipal lien searches. Dawn Corcoran as certifying agent for subdivision approvals. Timothy Gacy or Joe Herrera as agent of the township for filing applications with the DEP for flood hazard area permit authorizations. Timothy Gacy or Joe Herrera as agent of the township for filing with Freehold Soil Conservation District. Timothy Dacey or Joseph Herrera as agent of the town for filing applications with the state DEP for extension of sanitary sewers, designation of official township depositories, approval of cash maintenance plan, management plan for 2018, designation of the Star Ledger and Courier News as official newspaper for the township, designation of the Star Ledger and Courier News to receive notification of meetings, designation of signatures for signing of checks, designation of interest charges for delinquent taxes, source service charges, and assessments, and designation of the Township Council meeting dates for 2018.
Thank you, Ms. Can I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Kahn?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arend?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Okay, at this time, anyone who is actually given an appointment, if you could please come forward and take a Bible and spend time with the minister of the oath.
I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and
If we can have everybody just face the audience. Face it. There's like group hugs there for New Year. Can everybody please raise your right hand? Put your left hand in the mouth. Are you all set? Repeat after me. I, and state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And to the governments established in the United States and in the State of New Jersey. On the authority of the people. That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of and state your board of commission. State your board of commission. Okay, there you go. According to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations. Congratulations. I guess whoever just did their oath, remember you have to go to the clerk's office and sign your affidavits, and it'll have Michelle Hardy's going to go there now to have your affidavits.
Thank you. We'll move on to item number 12. Appointment of council committees. For public safety, we have Michelle Lombardi as the chair, Frank Earn and Gabrielle Cahill. For public works, we have Councilman Jim Bullard as the chair, Steve Kahn, Councilman Kapil Shaw. For finance, we have the chair, Councilman Steve Kahn, Councilman Gabrielle Cahill, and Councilman Jim Bullard. Personnel, we have Councilwoman Deborah Cahill, Kapil Shaw, and Frank Earn. At this time, are there any announcements and comments from officials? Mr. Bullard?
Nothing at this time, thank you.
I'd just like to wish everyone a very happy and healthy New Year. And Council President, we want to note that our
attorney as well. Yes,
and that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. For the record, our attorney, Raj, is here. Happy New Year, Raj.
Happy New Year.
Councilman Kahn?
I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and I want to thank in advance those folks who were sworn into the different boards and commissions we have. I don't know how many people, dozens and dozens of people that serve on these different commissions, and they do a lot of important work without any compensation. One of the things that makes Piscataway a great town is that our sense of volunteerism on fire. Firemen to these different folks that get involved in different stuff. So those of you that are still here, I want to thank you very much for your anticipated service to the town.
You're here.
Thank you, Councilman Kahn. Councilman Lombardi?
Again, I would like to thank all of our volunteers. It truly is what the fabric of our town is, Piscataway. All our volunteers, the various organizations that people give of their time. So I would definitely like to say thank you to all of our volunteers. I want to wish everybody a very happy and healthy 2018. And I always like to start out the year with a quote that I might like. So this year's quote, it states, although no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. Happy New Year. Very nice.
Councilman Kapil Shaw.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Councilman Frank Aaron.
Just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year.
Mayor?
Without further ado, I agree with everything that was just said.
Okay. Great. Our business administrator, Tim? Council?
Nothing additional.
No. Okay. I would just like to personally wish everyone again a happy new year, and I just want to remind everyone, just in case you're not aware, that the Township of Piscataway Civil Rights Advisory Commission and North Stetland AME Church Women's Ministry presents an annual event. This is the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative Breakfast. It will be held on Saturday, January 13th at 8:30 a.m. at the Piscataway Senior Center. So hopefully if you have the opportunity and your schedules free, you'll have the opportunity to come out. Item number 14, which is open to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium. Please state your name, your address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Good evening, Council. My name is Tess Gordon. I'm an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey. My address for tonight's purposes is 89 Market Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07102. Hello. I would like to echo the comments of the council members and say Happy New Year as well. I'm joined tonight by colleagues from the ACLU, and I want to take this opportunity to thank the council and to commend your opening statement, recognizing and acknowledging that the current code is out of date and undertaking a revision of your code section with respect to recording public meetings. The ACLU of New Jersey is on record, both before this council and in many other local governments, acknowledging and encouraging the council to recognize that the right to record public meetings is just that. It's a right of the public to do so, as members of the public are tonight. It's not a permission that is granted by the government. And so I'm quite glad to hear that in the new year you will be undertaking that revision. I'd also like to take this opportunity to say we believe it's a real opportunity for Piscataway in its revision of the ordinance to become a model for other townships and boroughs. Just last week, we also sent a letter to the borough of Ramsey about its problematic ordinance. So I'd repeat again that this is an issue that we are on record about and one that is not a unique problem here. And so we encourage you to be a model, to commit to open government and transparency as our Supreme Court has. And thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Any other comments from the public? If so, please state your name.
Hi, I'm Stacey Berger. I live at 233 Ellis Parkway, and I'm a member of the Central Jersey Progressive Democrats. I too want to wish everyone a happy, healthy new year, both folks who are here and people who are watching live on Facebook. At the last meeting of the council, I was threatened with removal and arrest for my exercising my legal right to record these proceedings. I was told to get a lawyer if I didn't like it, which turned out to be super advice. I'd like to thank the terrific team at the ACLU and all of the folks who are here for helping the council see that this ordinance is unlawful. We are thrilled that you are choosing not to enforce it, and we look forward to you repealing it as soon as possible and replacing it with rules that do not overstep your authority or attempt to hide your business from the Open Public Meetings Act. Many people are making New Year's resolutions today, and I hope that council members here can resolve to make the Piscataway's operations and government more open, transparent, and accountable to all of us who live here. There's no reason why council meetings, planning board and zoning board meetings, committee meetings, if and when you have them, couldn't be publicly recorded and broadcast, and why meeting agendas and minutes and township budgets and audits and the master plan aren't readily available online like they are in most communities. We're asking you to do those things, but frankly, we shouldn't have to. You should have done them already. Just as the council should have been fighting for the folks in Ward 3, instead of taking the side of developers who want to build a 78-bay tractor-trailer warehouse that'll operate 7 days a week in our backyard, just as the council should be representing the residents of Ward 1, who want the police substation there reopened and improved community safety in their neighborhood. Just like any of you could be standing up for residents across Piscataway who don't want property reevaluations every couple of years, and many of us who very much would like to know what happened to the money that they donated to buy pavers and other fundraising opportunities for the Y that you've never built. Time after time, people have come to these meetings or reached out to you individually and asked for your leadership, only to be ignored or worse, maligned. You ask for our vote and our support each June and November. But why should we give you our vote if you won't be our voice? You're personally insulted and affronted when people exercise their right to run for office or campaign for others who do, as though you're somehow entitled to run unopposed. We expect and deserve respect and justice from our elected representatives, even if you disagree with us. Everyone has the right to run for office, to come to a town council meeting, and to videotape it, as it happens, if they care to do so. It's called democracy, and it's all of our responsibility to protect it and nurture it. We want leaders who stand up for us. It's one reason we came here 2 weeks ago about that development in the Heights. It was disappointing to see all of you wring your hands and say that you couldn't do anything while putting the profits of Penford Group and their plans at 800 Centennial Ave above the welfare and well-being of children and families in the Heights section. And it was shocking to see your total disregard for the basic fundamental rights of the people you're elected to represent. It is not acceptable. Our council is made up entirely of Democrats, and you should be on the front lines of transparency, openness, and community engagement. You should be seeking out opportunities to fight for our interests and our rights instead of attacking them. And you should be putting the interests and the needs of our residents first. We think those would be good resolutions for you all in 2018, and for our part, we're resolved to make sure that you do so.
Just want to clarify two things on the record. One was that you weren't threatened with arrest. You were, we had notified you that if you didn't stop, you would be removed from the room, from the meeting. That's different.
It would escalate. I'm not sure what else you mean by that.
If you want to respond, you can come to the podium.
That's okay. I'm good.
And the other thing, I think we had a clear understanding was that, you know, you provided me with the case law. We were going to look into it. At no time were we saying, no, this is the law. We're not going to comply with your case law. We said we would do the due diligence that we have, and we continue to do so as we prepare to amend our ordinance. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public at this time? Do we have any? I'm not sure. Please state your name and your address. You have 3 minutes in which to speak.
My name is Jen Coombs, and I do never give out my address. That's a given fact. You don't have to. That's within the rights of a citizen's rights. So my name is Jen Coombs, part of the media. Last week I came into the township buildings, and I didn't know like what to expect because of what I heard, what happened at the last meeting, that you guys don't respect citizens' rights for filming and stuff. I'm a First Amendment advocate as well, too. And I'm going to be honest. Your township employees was very professional and everything else, including your law enforcement department as well, too. Actually, I met Captain McLaughlin, who was very nice and everything else. I actually put those videos up on YouTube as well, too, to demonstrate that you guys are not, your head is not... Within the sand on the stuff, on all of it. So it's good that you recognize that. I'm glad that you guys recognize your mistake, because it could have had legal ramifications with lawsuits being filed against you, and it saved the taxpayers money from fighting a lawsuit that should have never been filed in the first place. And I've seen that in cases like that. So I commend all you guys.
Thank you, Ms. Combs, for your comments. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come state your name and address and your 3 minutes in which to speak. I'd like to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you. So we'll move on to the agenda portion of the meeting. This is for our January 9th, our council meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice of the municipal building, municipal court, and the 2 municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk, in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Buller?
Mrs. Cahill?
Here.
Mr. Kahn?
Here.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mr. Aaron?
Here.
Mrs. McCall? Here. Please stand for the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5 is an ordinance on first reading. This is a bond ordinance for improvements to Circle Avenue. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance? Any comments or questions regarding the ordinance?
If I may, Council President, this is scheduled to go out to bid in March.
with the conjunction of the county, Red Bay and Culver, Bridge on Circle Avenue.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Item number six, which is a resolution authorizing award of bid for 2018-2019 Geese Control Services. The bid opening is January 4th, 2018. Are there any comments or questions?
You know, it's my meeting, I don't see Dave Aiken's ad. He's the township goose expert. I don't see him in the audience. He'll be here next week.
Council President, just wondering, what do we do in the case of, so we're still going to use some of the wooden dogs out there too, or are we going to use the dogs?
We have the Board of Colleagues.
The Board of Colleagues are coming out. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions, please? Item number seven, a resolution authorizing award of bid for 2018-2019 screen printing, embroidered clothing, promotional products, commercial printing, and signage. Any comments or questions?
This is Recreation Department?
Yes. In all various departments.
Yeah. Anyone who orders, I
think. Any other comments or questions? Item number eight is a resolution authorizing municipal lien for abatement of public nuisances for various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number nine, a resolution authorizing return of escrow. Are there any comments or questions regarding the items that are listed? Item number 10, a resolution authorizing return and release of Sterling Village security deposits for Coral Waddell and Janice Jones. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, a resolution authorizing release of maintenance bond for Canterbury Community Association, Block 3201, Lot 1.01, Kensington Drive. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing partial release of bonds, FW Web Company at Block 6703, Lot 6.08, which is at 180 Centennial Avenue. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Item number 13, a resolution authorizing return of engineering and inspection fees for Well Ventures LLC at 101 Possumtown Road and Star Plaza at 1412 Stone. Any comments or questions? Item number 14 is a resolution authorizing tax appeal settlements for 88 Centennial Realty LLC and Kaplan Joe's Frank T. Barely Trust. Any comments or questions? Item number 15 is a resolution authorizing raffle license RA 1349, RA 1350, and RA 1351, Rutgers University Foundation, IMC. Any comments or questions? Item number 16 is a resolution authorizing professional engineering services for the establishment of a commercial motor vehicle restriction along River Road, CR 622. Any comments or questions?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that for just a minute if I can. This is an old item that, actually long predates my time on the council, and it may even predate the mayor's time that the mayor and I have worked on since that first
event, actually. Yeah.
And that is to achieve the ultimate objective of removing the heavy truck traffic from River Road. That River Road corridor is a residential corridor, and it's become worse and worse. So the holdup has always been, many years ago I was at a meeting with the mayor and the DOT, and the DOT had committed that when Route 18 was finally done, completed, accepted, that they would address this issue. We had somewhat of a handshake deal with them on that. This is now the first step in trying to get this accomplished. Route 18 is done. It needs to be formally accepted by the state, but that will happen shortly. And so what we're doing now is the first steps along the way of being able to pass an ordinance to remove the truck traffic from River Road and return it to its residential character. This is going to be a comprehensive study of traffic, of speed, of accidents. We've had several terrible accidents in the last couple of months on River Road. And alternative routes and the way that folks can get on and off 287. The proposal should take about 60 days to complete. It's going to include getting the county to sign off on it. Once the county signs off and we have the county's agreement, because this is a county road that they're willing to support our ordinance, we will need to get the DOT's permission. That's generally a 90-day period of time, my understanding is, to get the DOT's permission, and then we will be introducing an ordinance to restrict truck traffic on River Road, which will have a dramatic effect on the quality of the lives of residents that live in that car. I'm glad I'm still around to see it done. It was an objective of Mark Levitz, right, Mayor? A long time ago, the late councilman passed away. Millie Scott worked on this when she was a councilwoman in Piscataway many years ago. And River Road folks, the residents, have been waiting a long time for us to do this. So I'm happy to say this is the, I'm not sure what the right beginning of the end of trucks. I'm hopeful that it is. So that's what this is about. I think it's something that I've been I'm proud to have had a small role in, and I'm hopefully we'll be able to see it through to completion.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Any other comments or questions?
Council President, I just want to say thank you, Councilman Khan, for introducing that, because
I'd like to mention
when we bought our house in 2000, the plans for Route 18 and to take the trucks off were laying so nicely on the dining room table, and the people who were selling the house saying, "Don't worry, the trucks are coming off." So it'll be going on 18 years living there and not having that done. And I, for one, remember the days, again, before I was on council, when the mayor was coming out with the neighbors down the street on River Road who were concerned with some of the improvements that were going on River Road, and the mayor came out with the plans, and I think he had allayed a lot of their concern with what was going on out there. And I do know at least one neighbor was very, very pleased with what happened out there. I'm very certain that the neighbors at the corner there and the next neighbor's house will be so happy not to have trucks blasting their horn going through that red light.
I've got to thank you. You've been very involved in that. And I do want to say, Mayor, and you can carry on this. You know, this would have been done 18 months earlier, am I right? Except for the fact that the governor decided, for reasons that he could explain, to reallocate resources away from Piscataway. Didn't get the headlines of some of the other reallocation of funds and things that the governor had done. But many of you remember, for a long period of time, that thing sat with no one working on it. The overpasses were rusting, and it took a lot of doing to get the project finished. And the mayor did an awful lot of work lobbying in a circular manner to get the governor to finish the road. If we'd finished the road 18 months was the holdup, am I right, Mayor? We would have achieved this objective.
Thank you, Councilman Cohen. Any other comments or questions on this one? Next item is the motion to accept the minutes from the regular and agenda meetings from November 9th, 2017. Any comments or questions? Item number 18, any announcements and comments from officials? Mr. Buller?
Yes, I would like to not only wish you a good 2018, but I want you to also have good health. And that we keep on keeping on this way as normal, living longer, and because of all the good things you do.
Councilwoman Gabrielle Gale?
I would like to also thank the volunteers that I did not thank. I'm very remiss that I didn't do that at the earlier meeting. I do know that moving into this town was a big decision for us, and I have friends in many other towns. We do not have the volunteerism that we have here, and certainly our recreation division has afforded to a lot of children the opportunity to play in different sports without cost to them at all, if any, but minor costs. And I think I'm very proud and happy to be in such a diverse town. Very thankful that we were influenced heavily to move into this town by very good friends.
Take
credit.
I have no other thing.
Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi?
No, I would just like to end by again saying have a very happy and healthy new year. And I have lived here my entire life. And I do care what happens in this town. I just want that noted. I do care what happens in this town, and I work very hard to make the right decisions for this town. So I think that we are a very eclectic group of people here today on this dais. Everyone brings a different piece and a different portion and a different expertise to this council, and I do believe that we do for the good of the people. Thank you.
Thank you.
No,
thanks. Okay. Council member? Mayor? Tim? Council? No, thank you. I too want to echo some of Michelle Lombardi's comments. I had the opportunity to grow up in this great town. My parents moved here, I believe, in 1972. When I was 5 years old, at that point in time, I had an opportunity to grow up in the school system here and attend St. Francis Cabrini and then the high school as well. And so I grew up as a child and went to the high school as a young adult. And then my husband and I, we moved back here into Piscataway, so we had an opportunity to raise our children here. I think it's a great town. And I consider it an honor to serve and give back to a town that has given so much to me growing up here. So. Thanks to the volunteers, and I want to thank the public for considering me important enough to vote for me and the other members on this council. So thank you for that. Okay. Item number 19, which is open to the public. If there are any comments or questions from the public, please come to the podium, please. State your name and address. And I'm apologizing for my voice because I'm losing it a little bit. So please state your name and address. 3 minutes to wish you speak.
Good evening, Rob Johnson, 39 East Burgess Drive. How are you? First and foremost, Madam President, congratulations on reappointment.
Thank you.
Awesome job. I just want to, the sentiments I've been hearing a lot tonight is about volunteerism. So I'm really hoping that it doesn't come across as just being adversarial, that through volunteerism and through open discussion, we can address issues and bring them to light. And address them. So I do thank you for addressing the Open Public Meetings Act and the video reporting, great. But one of the concerns that I've always had is with volunteerism and the commissions and committees, how open we are to the public and having those expressed, and how does someone get on a committee and be heard and listened? Because this is a great town. It truly is. I wouldn't raise my children here if it wasn't. So I'm hoping in 2018 that we can actually work together and people see that. The optics of it is that there's adversary and that it's combative. And I don't want to create that dissension amongst the people. So I'm hoping that we are open to those things. But if anyone can, that, you know, in the future of the show, how do you get on a commission, the Youth Group Coalition or Recreation, that would be helpful. And again, thank you.
Mr. Johnson, I could just say,
yes, sir.
As a Board of Education member, I welcome you call me on any issues at any time.
Oh, thank you so much.
The rest of the council people will say the same. I don't know if anybody in the audience knows, but we know that you're an elected board member. You're always welcome to call us, and I'm always welcome to hear what you have to say.
I'm glad to see. I'm going to hold you to that, Mr. No, thank you again. It's just open dialogue, sitting there for the children, for the community. Again, so this is a new year, a new fresh start. It's being recorded. Yeah, we're going to have open dialogue, and we may disagree. That's great. And as an elected official, you know there are some inherent obstacles that you have, legalities that hurt to facilitate something, but that should be expressed as well. All right? Again, congratulations, good luck. Mr. Hearn, I'm hoping to see you soon. All right? Everyone have a great evening.
Thanks, Ms. Johnson.
Fred White, 607 Ellis Parkway.
Is it Ms.
You
White?
Made a comment. White, W-H-I-T-E,
like
the absence of color. Got it? Yes. Well, you had just mentioned that trucks were not going to be on River Road. When you said River Road, did you mean throughout the township? Because I'm curious, when I drive out, say if I take Centennial heading west and then head north on River Road, will there be no trucks there going onto 287 North making that Cloverleaf?
Correct?
Where you live, if you came out your street, sir, and made a left, it will not be, well, we have our say, which we will, there'll be no trucks on that section of River Road between Ellis Parkway and 287. Well, there may be an allowance for trucks between Centennial Avenue and 287. As you know,
so they will slow us down.
Well, yeah. As you know, the intersection has been remodeled by the state, so you no longer need to even go on River Road if you come off of 287 in that particular direction. I don't know what this traffic study is going to say exactly for what the limitations are of where they would go or not go, but certainly we will not be able to prohibit trucks from coming out of the commercial area of Centennial and onto 287. There's more than one way for them to go. There's a variety of ways for them to go. It's possible that engineering study will say that little stretch can be eliminated from truck use or not. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not an engineer, because you can go in a variety of ways. But generally speaking, River Road, as you know it, from Highland Park to Centennial, if not to 287, will be a truck path, correct?
Okay, and then forgive my ignorance, but I'm curious. When the decision was made to allow Benford Group to have their 78 Bay warehouse there, was there an environmental impact statement done?
I'm going to turn this over to one of our council colleagues, Mr. Jim Clarkin.
First of all, an environmental impact statement is different than an environmental impact study. Right?
Okay, were either of them done?
The answer is no.
Why?
The history of the property did not call out for one. It was an office park.
But surely there's an understanding from the public of what that is. In other words, I mean, you're talking apples and oranges. Maybe you should explain what that study is. It's a study of the particular site, whether the site's been environmentally damaged and needs remediation. I think that's question he's answering is a different question than you're asking.
Okay. You have to, first of all, understand what are the impacts that are being studied. Some of them, whether they're permanent impacts, some of them, or whether they're temporary. There's always temporary impacts, noise and dust and things when you have construction. Right? But in terms of permanent impacts, the clinic staff did not see the need to study anything because there was no indications of any environmental, any wetlands, any contamination. We also were aware that the contract purchaser of the property had performed due diligence had done some environmental due diligence, and there was nothing to indicate any need for any further review.
Okay, would it be correct to assume then if at some point in the future the high levels of benzene, nitrous oxides, sulfur dioxide were found in the air, and that the decibel level was like 70 to 84, that we can assume that before they took over that it was zero?
Let's start with the decibel level. First thing you have to be concerned with is what is the ambient level of noise? Are you familiar with that concept?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to establish really.
Okay, all right. The bottom line is this. Every property owner, including this one, has an obligation to meet the limits of our noise ordinance, and they shall.
What are those limits?
65 during the day and 60 at night.
Thank you. And what about air pollution?
What do you want me to tell you?
I want you to answer my question.
Okay.
Can I assume that since it is zoned light industrial, that the air pollution levels meet or were zero?
The fact that we zone a particular area has no correlation with what contaminants may be in the air. That property, like all of Centennial, has been zoned light industrial for more than 50 years. I can't tell you what the levels were back then. But one has nothing to do with the other.
I can tell you don't live in our neighborhood. Thank you for your time.
I've lived here almost my whole life, sir.
Not in my neighborhood.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. On Bryan Avenue.
Any other comments or questions at this time from the public?
Are
think I just agree with Mr. Grubbs is walking up there. You know, we have ordinances in place. I can't cite chapter and verse without pulling out the book. But we have ordinances in place that if an industry, even a zone light industrial, creates a nuisance with respect to air pollution and other things, the township has the ability to get them to cease doing that or to pay for the whatever cleanup. We've had that issue around town and other industrial zones. And if that becomes an issue at this site, the town has the ability to test. DEP has the ability to come in and test and prohibit activity that is creating a nuisance. That's already existing. We already have an existing ordinance on that.
Mr. Grubbs?
Yeah. Good evening. Grubbs, 1750 West 3rd.
Good evening, Mr. Grubbs.
How are you? First, I need some clarification on number 8.
So this is the abatement of public nuisances. You want to know which lots and blocks?
Did you want to know the lots and blocks or just
what it actually is? Okay, so actually, I think there were 3 off the top of my head, but what could possibly happen if there was a property that was left abandoned and no one came to mow the lawn, for instance, and the township had to come in and mow the lawn? We would then go back and look to recuperate that particular money.
Yes, that's right. Last week I received a letter from the township. I guess it's something to do with an ordinance like this one. I spoke to Mr. Frank on it. My yard's been that way for, I can tell you, maybe over a year, Frank? My yard's been the way it is? Why all of a sudden did I get a letter to it? What? So, okay. Maybe I'm asking and talking too much when I come here. I ruffled some men. Now all of a sudden I get a letter to abate or something like that. Let me see what I did wrong.
So, you're saying this is for your property?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I might have maybe $20 worth of scrap metal sitting on the ground. And I have maybe 3 wheelbarrows.
Did you meet one of your neighbors? I'm just wondering if it's.
Excuse me?
Did we sent a notice to you?
Yes, yes. Okay. So I said, well, maybe it's the rocks that I raked out my grass. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I said, no, I said, let me talk to Frank.
Okay. If I may, Council President, I'll have Mr. Walker. This obviously is out of Mr. Walker's office.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Courtesy, he might have received a complaint from one of your neighbors. So I'll find you.
But Frank, I had this contact with Frank. I thought the same thing. I said, maybe one of my neighbors. I do too much for my neighbors. I don't think it's one of them. I think it's I walk into a meeting of the geese feathers. So when I asked about the property on 2nd and Hazelwood, and I said it needed to be fixed because I live near it, all of a sudden you're in my backyard. Why? I called Mr. Blair Walker. I said, I got a letter. I'm like, man, well, this, that, and the third. I'm like, no, tell me why. Well, you already, okay, you see me? I cleaned it up. I said, oh, okay. Now do I get a letter saying it's clean because I moved $10 worth of scrap metal out of my yard?
If whatever the issue was has been resolved, then obviously.
No, but I need clarification from you and Mr. Walker. What was the problem?
Where is that? I'll have them contact you tomorrow. Okay?
Excuse me?
I said we'll contact you tomorrow.
Mr. Walker will.
Yeah.
And Frank, there's a couple of people that would like to see you in the time we had contact, like 6 of us that want to get together. But nothing's wrong with us.
They have an issue. Okay. Thanks, Mr. Grubbs. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Good evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. 233 Ellis Parkway. Just want to take a moment to echo the sentiments raised about volunteerism in Saturday this evening. I agree that it's really part of the lifeblood of our town, and it's great when people get out and volunteer their time and their talent. So I wanted to bring to the council's attention, I don't know if you were aware, but we had a very well-liked and popular and dedicated Pop Warner football coach this year. Mm-hmm. I was told that his volunteer services were no longer required. So it seems contrary to the spirit of volunteerism and the willingness to give of time and talent that such a person should be denied the opportunity to serve. And that person's name was Ralph Johnson. He used to like to bring it up himself, but I'm not. So I'd encourage the council to revisit that decision.
Thank you, Mr. Earl. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Jim Brennan, 2200 Custer Street.
Good evening, Ms. Brennan.
First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just want to go back and revisit the other gentleman's question or statement regarding the environmental impact study. So I'm just going to make a ballpark guess and say we've approved or already built 3+ million square feet of warehouse space. And so first of all, we consider the cumulative effect of all this warehouse space with an environmental impact study. The trucks, the diesel fumes, and then in particular, the particular Penford project, where apparently the Penford people were wise enough to come in and have their initial plans to have the loading bays along Centennial Avenue, knowing the concerns that residents would have about putting 78 bays within 100 feet of residential properties, and the diesel fumes and the emissions and the dangers of those. So not understanding why just that alone would not warrant an environmental impact study. Within 1,500 feet of Children's Corner Daycare, so those parents are very happy about that, Mr. Clark. No, nobody about the reason why the planning board was allowed to instruct the developer to turn this around. So talk about caring about the residents.
Well, Mr. Brennan, I have no problem saying it publicly. I've said to you in our several phone conversations, I was opposed to the proposal in the first place. I had concerns about the size and scope of it. You and I had conversations about how that occurred, and I understand what the decision-making was from the planning board. I disagree with it. Like, I'll say again in public what I've said to you is that I have undertaken conversations with a variety of people, including the developer, in an effort to see what modifications we could make. I talked to my council colleagues, the mayor, and, you know, it's not as simple as, you know, I can just have what I want. But I agree with your position. I've agreed with your position for many months. And I can only tell you that I'm attempting to make modifications that will resolve many of these issues. I can't promise you I'll achieve it. That's what I told you when I spoke to you. I can promise you that I'll do my best to do so.
Particular interest to me, I'm sure a lot of people, how many of the council members do approve of the plan to put the bays along the residential property?
I'm going to request that the council people not answer that question.
I'll just assume anyone that doesn't answer is saying yes, I approve of it.
Mr. Brennan, if you allow me to finish, please. The township has a redevelopment agreement with the redeveloper that obligates the township to respect and support the decision and approval made by the planning board, and it is for that reason alone that I am counseling our council people not to respond.
But for everyone's information, the planning board did instruct them to realign the project this way.
I've said this before. The planning staff looked at this issue on a number of occasions over and over again, and made the decision that based upon the extensive buffering, which is greater than anything I have seen in 40 years, that we felt was going to adequately protect the neighborhood, that we wanted the truck bays facing Netherwood Avenue and not facing Centennial Avenue, so that we could continue to have a commercial corridor that we can continue to redevelop and continue to increase the tax ratables that this town needs.
But you could have a commercial corridor with the bays on Centennial Avenue, could you not?
The answer is it wouldn't look as attractive for future redevelopment.
So those trucks traveling 50 miles an hour down Centennial Avenue would have a poor view as opposed to the residents that live there in the next 2 years. Is that correct, Mr. Poppin?
That's the extent of my comments, Mr. Brennan.
Mr. Brennan, thanks for your comments as Mr.
And the fact that the question was asked of the planning board during the approval process for redevelopment, that the owner, Mr. Clarkin, actually represented the developer or the redevelopment application.
No, he did not. He represented the township, sir.
Okay. Make the money off. The question was asked by a resident, were there plans for the property? Was there a potential buyer? Were there potential plans? And the answer was, there were no plans. So how do we explain that answer when we know that the board had already seen plans, several sets of plans for that property? Why would that answer be given to a resident?
I don't know the timeline in which you're speaking, so I can't comment.
You were there.
Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North, and just to reiterate,
good evening, sir.
How are you guys? That I don't feel that my neighbors and myself have been well served by the planning board, which is unappointed, that we were given no notice until 9 days, mailed 10 days before, 9 days before of a final approval of this project that had already been flipped around, had no opportunity for the community to provide input. And we think that's a fair process, and that really took into account my neighbors and my own concerns regarding this project, and I don't believe it did. So I don't think a planning board of unelected folks that, you know, how are they best serving the residents of the community? They really, you know, they think they know what's better for me than I know, and I don't think that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
I just want to prove that I can still bend down and get gloves off the floor.
I'm going to write that down and make sure they got it. I moved into the Scottaway in 1967. I live at 21 Winans Avenue, but I've lived in Piscataway for 50 years. And since that time, I've seen an awful lot of change. In fact, when I moved in here, none of these buildings were here, none of any of them. In fact, all of the township's operations were in a very small building, which is now in Newmarket Road, which is a private building. And it's grown so far into a community that has been respected and has been lauded by Sports Illustrated and other areas of the things that have been accomplished in this county. It's a community that is working together. There are some problems. I know we never have almost 60,000 people and not have some problems. But I wanted to thank the council for the work that they do. It's not an easy job, I know, because I've been there, done that. And the mayor and council, they care about Piscataway. You listen to them, you respond to the people who ask the questions. I think that's the important thing. I want to wish you a happy new year, good health, and maybe 50 years from now, I'll still come and say hi to you. Happy new year.
Are there any other comments and questions from the public at this time?
Just think you should say, because there may be some residents that don't know that Mr. Light didn't give his full resume. He was the mayor of the town for in excess of 20 years. I'm not sure how many years exactly, but for many, many years.
Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Please adjourn. Have a good evening. Thank you. Thanks for coming.